AVS Media Demo.
Mark 13, verse 28. It says, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near.
So AVS Media Demo.
When ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass away till all these things be done. Heaven and
AVS
earth shall
Media
pass away,
Demo.
But my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray,
AVS Media
for ye know
Demo.
Not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch.
AVS Media Demo.
You know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say
AVS
unto
Media
you,
Demo.
I say unto all to watch, is what Jesus says. You may be seated. Now, I want to look at verse 36 tonight, and with the thought of the Lord's coming and and the rapture taking place.
AVS Media Demo.
Jesus said here, lest suddenly or coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. You know, I want to talk just a little bit on the thought of sleeping through the rapture. You know, some people are going to sleep through the rapture. Jesus is going to come.
AVS Media Demo.
Going to take place, and spiritually, they're going to be asleep. Now, I want to look a little bit tonight at what the Bible says about this kind of sleep and what it has to say about sleep in general tonight. But, you know, the Bible talking here, just to briefly
AVS
go
Media
over some
Demo.
Of the things that Jesus said, we need to learn the parable of the fig tree. And he says when we see these things, we need to know that it is near or nigh, even at the doors. You know, we've seen so many of the things happen
AVS Media Demo.
Place that they're common day occurrences for every one of us now, and they no longer stir us anymore. I heard Brother Frankie say, let's pray for revival. We surely need a revival. But, you know, God has been giving us revival.
AVS Media Demo.
God has poured His Spirit out. What we need to do is reach out and get souls and get stirred about the hour and the time that we're living in, because we are living in those last days. We are living in the final hour. Jesus said first in verse 5, He said,
AVS
we need to
Media
take
Demo.
Heed lest any man deceive you. We need to be aware that deception is widespread today, and that the devil is trying to deceive us any way that he can. And Satan will use the false
AVS
prophet
Media Demo.
Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And we've seen the false preachers, the false prophets, the false teachings. We've seen the falling away in the church and in the standard of holiness.
AVS Media Demo.
That the church once upheld. We've seen all of these things happen. Then he says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and be not troubled, for such things must be, needs be, but the end shall not be yet. You know, we're seeing
AVS Media Demo.
Say, rise against nation. We're seeing all the turmoil that's all around this world. We've seen it in Israel this past week. We've seen it in Iraq, Afghanistan, in Somalia, in these, in Indonesia, and different
AVS
places
Media
all around
Demo.
The world. We've seen these things in our lifetime. We've been through the Vietnam thing. We've been through, and some can maybe remember, are old enough to remember, some Korean war veterans and some of the
AVS
World War
Media
II veterans.
Demo.
And some of these things that's happened in our lifetime, and we're seeing these things all around. He goes on to say that there'll be earthquakes in diverse places or various places. We've seen these things happen in our time.
AVS
we saw
Media
that,
Demo.
Earthquake down in Indonesia that caused that great tsunami, and those hundreds of thousands of people died in that tsunami. And we've seen the famines and all of these famines that are taking place around the world today.
AVS Media
and he goes on
Demo.
To say, and troubles. And, you know, and he said, all of, or these are the beginning of sorrows. And we're seeing these things in our lifetime. We're watching, as Brother Keith said, a president that's about to take the oath of office here in a day or so.
AVS Media Demo.
That he can change things. We're hoping that maybe a new government can make things a little better. But did you know the Bible tells us that men's heart would be failing them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming up on this earth?
AVS Media
all
Demo.
That they try and all the efforts that they do and all that they, they come up with the programs and the ideas, they're not going to be able to bring the answer that this world needs. Jesus is still the only answer.
AVS Media Demo.
Are going to get increased and things are going to get worse and things are not going to get better. But, you know, we are living in the time when Jesus is coming. Jesus said, you know, it's like the fig tree. He said, learn the parable of the fig tree. You see,
AVS Media Demo.
Put forth our branches. And, you know, and you can see that it puts forth the leaves. And you know that summer is near. You know, he said, when you see these things begin to happen and these things taking place, we need to know that the time of the
AVS Media Demo.
You know, for the majority of the church, not too many people are looking or excited about the rapture. And the reason is that so many have fallen to sleep in our churches. So many have fallen to sleep in their
AVS Media
with
Demo.
God. And I begin to think about what the Bible says about this sleep. Jesus said that we need to take heed lest coming suddenly he finds us sleeping. You know, Jesus might come at any time, any hour.
AVS Media Demo.
He might come in the middle of the day. He might come at any time, is what this scripture is telling us, that Jesus could come and the rapture take place at any moment. But you know, thinking about sleep, I want to tell you what the Bible says.
AVS Media Demo.
I asked someone before church if they'd got theirself a nap, and someone said they got a nap, and this is what the answer was. I said, Sister Kelly, how did you sleep? And she says, well, you know, it was kind of so-so. And, you know, but she
AVS Media
sleep,
Demo.
But couldn't sleep in and out. You know, that's the way some people are. But when it comes to sleep that this body needs, did you know that God made us with a normal cycle of sleep in our life? And we need to take care of that.
AVS Media Demo.
I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. It says, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. I begin to think about what sleep is and what Jesus is talking about when he's talking about sleep. You know, there's a good sleep.
AVS
there's
Media
a sleep
Demo.
Normal and a part of our life that we need to tend to. You know, it means to be slack or languish to sleep or to make to sleep in this verse of Scripture, what it means. You know, the Lord made that part
AVS
of our life
Media
so that
Demo.
He can lay down. I thought, you know, God requires it. This body requires it. Then the Bible says that sleep can be restful and it can rejuvenate these bodies. And the writer says in Ecclesiastes, he said, the sleep of
AVS
a
Media
man
Demo.
Is sweet, whether he have little or much. But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. Some people have problems sleeping because of the abundance of the things that they have. But for a man that labors and works,
AVS Media
that
Demo.
Effort forth in his life and fulfills what God wants in his life, you know, they can lay down and they can sleep and they can rest and they can find that it's sweet. But then the Bible says this in Psalms 127. It says,
AVS Media Demo.
Rise up early to set up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he giveth his beloved sleep. And I thought, you know, we should not neglect the time that God gives us for this purpose of sleep for these bodies.
AVS Media Demo.
No need for sleep. They feel, well, it's not important. I've heard people say, well, I'm wasting time by sleeping. But, you know, it's required for these bodies in order for us to have the proper rest, to take care of these bodies in the proper way.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, I thought of how that so many doctors are recommending proper sleep for everyone. one of us. And you know, they say we ought to get about 8 hours of sleep every night for these bodies. But then I thought, you know, how that many companies different types of products for people to sleep. You hear of the different mattresses. If you buy this mattress, you know, you can sleep better on this mattress. Or if you take this product, you know, you can sleep better with this. It'll cause you to
AVS Media
no
Demo
when you wake up. Or some of the gadgets that they made, you know, to sleep. They got these little things, and you know, we've tried those. You turn them on, and it sounds like the waterfalls or the ocean waves coming in, and it makes different sounds.
AVS Media Demo.
Some people realize just how important sleep is, and they'll do all that they can to promote a good night's sleep. They'll give you the pills. They'll give you all of these things, and our body requires this in order for us to function
AVS
properly.
Media Demo.
There is a good sleep in our life. Don't ever think that it's not good. Don't ever think that you, as a Christian, don't need rest. And don't ever feel guilty when God gives you that rest and you can lay down. There's a time to work.
AVS Media
to
Demo.
There's a time for us to get the sleep that we need. But we need to be careful that we don't fall into a sleep that is harmful to us. There can be a sleep that is harmful to us. There can be that sleep, as Jesus said,
AVS Media Demo.
This one that's coming soon, this one that's going to split the eastern sky, this one that the trumpet is going to sound, and the church is going to be caught up in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Jesus warns us not to be asleep
AVS
in,
Media
in the
Demo.
Spirit, not to be asleep in our life, not to be lax and just laying down and taking rest when we need to be doing something for our Heavenly Father. He said, lest come in suddenly, he pines you
sleeping. AVS Media Demo.
Now, the Bible gives many warnings also about the harmful effects and the results of spiritual sleep, or even the sleep that many do today. I know people that you just can shake them all that you want. Maybe some of you
AVS Media Demo.
Sister Bear had a brother, and he's gone on to be with the Lord and to stand before God. But he was one that you could shake him. You could go to him, and he'd make you so angry.
AVS Media Demo.
With me, and you'd shake him and get him up, and he'd just lay there. Perhaps you know somebody like that. But maybe a good cold bucket of water would get him out of bed and roll him over and get him about doing what they need to do. You know,
AVS Media Demo.
That can be harmful to each and every one of us. The Bible says in Proverbs, and you know, listen what I wrote, sleep can pull the wool over our eyes and to the vital needs in our life.
AVS Media Demo.
Love not sleep. You know, we ought to enjoy the sleep that God gives us, but then when the time to get up and go about the work in our daily life, even in the spiritual things, there is a time that we wake up.
AVS Media Demo.
Self, and we get up. The writer said, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty, or lest you become poor in your life. You know, so many today in our churches are in a spiritual poverty sleeping. In the spirit, they've dozed off. They become drowsy. But the writer goes on to say, open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. I begin to look up the word for sleep here.
AVS Media Demo.
It's got a funny name here, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but what it means in the original is Lindsay Woolsey. You know, and it kind of sounds funny, but I begin to look at that, and I begin to think
AVS
about what
Media
it
Demo.
Goes on to say, the cloth of linen and wool that spun together. And you know what the writer is saying is that old expression that we heard, that somebody's pulled the wool over your eyes.
AVS Media Demo.
We can allow the devil, and we can allow our own self to have the wool pulled over our eyes by a spiritual sleep as well as a physical sleep. And we begin to not see those things that we need in our life.
AVS Media Demo.
The wool and that curtain that falls over us begins to hamper our vision, that we can't see those needs within our life. And the Bible is warning us. us here said, love not this kind of
AVS
sleep.
Media
we
demo.
Need to be very careful that we guard our life. And for every one of us, we need to get the proper sleep for this body. But my Lord, we should never love the sleep in the spirit. We ought to always be alert. Lest
AVS Media demo.
And we find us sleeping and we miss the rapture and we sleep right through the trumpet. You know, some people can sleep through just about anything. And you know, things can be happening and all kind of things going on.
AVS Media demo.
And they have a problem waking up. You know, you can beat the pans and you can do other things, and yet they'll sleep right through those things. I don't want to sleep through the sound of the trumpet and the coming of the
AVS
Lord.
AVS Media
and
demo.
We need to be wide awake in our spiritual life, all so that we can help others that are dozing off, others that are becoming drowsy, and we can begin to alert them and sound the alarm.
AVS Media demo
is coming. That all you got to do is look around. We criticize what's going on in Afghanistan. We criticize our leaders for what's going on, maybe over in Iraq. And we criticize
AVS Media demo
and the things that are happening in Israel. But Jesus is allowing these things to take place. Jesus is letting these things come to pass so that we can see that the hour is coming near.
AVS Media demo.
The rapture is soon to take place. And my Lord, we ought to be alarmed. We ought to shake ourselves and shake off the drowsiness, shake off the sleep that we've been in, and say, I want to be
AVS
wide awake
Media
when
demo.
Jesus comes. I want to be awake to what's happening in my world, to what's taking place in my life, to what's taking place in my family. I want to be alert to those things so that I can see and maybe
AVS Media demo.
Help and assistance to those that are in trouble tonight. But all the Bible goes on to say this, that improper sleep will keep us from doing our required duties. Did you know that every woman has a requirement of God to do something in this life? God never created man to be a do-nothing creature. When he created Adam, he put him in the garden.
AVS Media demo.
The garden. We all have something to do. It makes no difference who we are. Whether we're big or small, young or old, and whatever color we might be, everybody has something to do tonight.
AVS Media
demo.
If
we're not careful, we'll find that when we fall asleep in the spirit, just like we fall asleep sometimes in this body, and we love to sleep, my Lord, that the things that we need to
AVS
do,
Media demo.
Go undone in our life. There are things that every one of us had to do for the Lord. The writer of Proverbs puts it this way. He said, I went by the field of the slothful. And he
AVS
said,
Media
the
demo.
Of the man void of understanding or lacking sense is what the word understanding means. He said, I went by that field and by that vineyard. And lo, he said, it was all grown over with thorns.
AVS Media demo.
Had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. You know, it says that that man was one that really didn't care to do anything. He was swept
AVS Media demo.
Drowsy, not doing anything. You know, we've seen a lot of folks like that as we go through this life. I've seen many in the spirit, many that are do-nothing Christians that would rather
AVS Media demo.
And lay back and do nothing. My God, you know, it's not time for us to do nothing, but we can all do something tonight. There's something we can all do for Jesus. There is something we can do.
AVS Media demo.
If we take ourselves and wake up. He goes on to say this. He said, I saw this field. I saw these thorns, these nettles. I saw this wall that was broken. beaten down to keep out the predators.
AVS Media Demo.
He said, when I considered it well, he said, when I looked at it, I began to meditate and consider well what had happened and what had taken place. He said, I looked up on it and received instruction.
AVS Media Demo.
This way. He said, when I looked up on it, I learned a lesson from what I saw. You know, we ought to learn some lessons as we go through this life. Every experience ought to be a learning experience. And then he says,
AVS Media Demo.
A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. And then he said, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and as the one thy want shall be as an armed man.
AVS Media Demo.
About that one that moves around as a robber stealing. Did you know that sleep will steal from us the precious time that God has given us? When we sleep in the Spirit, it'll steal from
AVS
us
Media Demo.
The time of reading the Bible, the time of witnessing. No wonder he said, I looked at this and I considered it well. You know, we need to see that God's given us proper sleep. There's a time
AVS Media Demo.
That in the Spirit we sit down and rest, but we can't stay there all the time. We've got to get rejuvenated. We've got to receive the strength and begin to move on for the Lord. You see, there's too many
AVS Media Demo.
Hanging in the balance tonight. We have come too far and we're too close to the rapture when we look around. You see, this spiritual sleep will cause us to accept all that's happening in our world.
AVS Media Demo.
But it is not normal. It is abnormal what has taken place. It's not what God created this world for. It's not what he created man for. And he says, I'm coming. I'm coming.
AVS Media Demo.
Soon. Oh, hallelujah. We need to wake up and realize that God gives us warning from these things. And he asked this in Proverbs 6 in verse 9.
AVS Media Demo.
How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? He said, when wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? And the word sleep here means to lie down for rest or decease. You know,
AVS Media Demo.
This is what it means. And he says, how long will you sleep? How long will you lie there, one writer puts it. How long will you lie down? He says, O thou sluggard. You know, Jesus would tell the disciples,
AVS Media Demo.
Let's come in suddenly. He finds you sleeping. But you know, it wasn't too long after this that Jesus would come to them there in the garden. And he'd ask them to pray just for 1 hour. And as he would go to pray, they would
AVS Media Demo.
And he'd come back and find them sleeping. And oh, you know, he said to them, couldn't you just pray with me for 1 hour? You see, spiritual sleep will keep us from our knees in the presence of God. And it will keep us from that
glorious Media Demo.
Blessings of God in our life. And it can harm us if we're not careful. We need to take our rest in the Lord. And we need to take our sleep in the Lord. And the sleep in these bodies at times we need. But my Lord,
Media
you know, we need
Demo.
To take it off every once in a while. Jonah was one that was sleeping. You know, when he should have been doing something. I begin to think what sleep does. For Jonah, it made him completely unaware of what was happening
AVS Media
him.
Demo.
You know, God had called Jonah to go down and preach against the city of Nineveh. He had a message for Jonah to go down there, and Jonah refused to do that. Jonah began to run from the presence of the Lord. And he went
AVS
over
Media
and
Demo.
Bought a ticket and got on a ship to get away from God. But you know, as Jonah was getting away, he went down below deck. The Bible said he went down into that ship, and there he began to lay down and began
AVS
to fall
Media
into
Demo.
A very deep and sound sleep. And what had happened when Jonah fell asleep? God began to send a storm upon that sea. That ship was in jeopardy. The wind was blowing. The waves were beating against that ship.
AVS Media Demo.
Was being tossed, and every man on that ship was in danger. But you know, Jonah was so much deep in sleep that he couldn't even sense what was happening. You know, the devil would like to get us to go to sleep in our world, so that we can't sense the signs of the coming of the Lord, so that we can't sense enough that we would shake ourselves and be ready, that we would watch and pray as our sister sing about tonight.
AVS Media Demo.
For the rapture. My God, I don't want to sleep through it. You see, we can go asleep and we can just kind of be sued by the hand of the devil, the way that old Delilah sued old Samson, and she was
AVS Media Demo.
To fall asleep until he'd lose his victory, and it was too late for him. My God, if we miss the rapture, it's going to be too late for us. If our families miss the rapture, it's going to be too
AVS
late
Media
for them.
Demo.
We need to see the danger and the things that are happening in our world and understand that, you know, we are all in danger. You know, the Bible teaches us that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
AVS Media Demo.
We're all in the same ship. This old world's being tossed by the violence and the turmoil all around this world. And it's not going to get better. But it's time for the church to wake up. It's time for us as Christians
AVS Media Demo.
That Jesus is coming very, very soon. You know, most of the time we don't give any thought at all to the rapture. You know, we give thought on what we're going to do today, tomorrow, next week. But, you know, we might not be
AVS
here.
AVS Media Demo.
Praise God, when Jesus comes next week, this world could be in great tribulation. Because when the church goes out of this old world, it's going to start right then. We're seeing the stage set. We're seeing
AVS Media Demo.
Begin to fall into place. And the only thing that happens for the play to begin to start is for the trumpet to sound and Jesus to come and lift us out of this old world. Hallelujah. But we need
AVS
to
Media
to
Demo.
Facts. You know, the more that we're awake to those things, the more I believe that we'll be able to help those around us. You know, we shouldn't be troubled by what's happening and let it get us
AVS
down.
Media
but
Demo.
It ought to be lifting us up. For Jesus said, when you see these things happen, you can lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. You know, Israel, they tell me, oh, I heard a little bit on the news that they kind of had a
AVS Media Demo.
They had the ceasefire, those Hamas begin to, they've already fired 14 or more rockets back into Israel. And Israel's retaliated, and what it's doing, it's bringing all the nations of the world to focus upon that
AVS Media
area
Demo.
Land over there. It's beginning to bring those armies of the United Nations and all of these in. Maybe it's only in little portions, but it's bringing all the world to focus. And the Bible said, when you
AVS
see the
Media
Demo about my armies, you know, we need to know that Jesus is coming soon. The devil doesn't want you to know that. He say wants you to think that because of these leaders we've got, that they're going to bring peace to
AVS Media
the
Demo.
There'll be no peace, but there'll be fear and trembling. The only time real peace will come is when the Prince of Peace comes back to rule and reign over this earth. It's time that we wake up and realize Jesus
AVS
is
Media
coming.
Demo.
Let me move on here. But you know, not only will it make us unaware of what's going on. You know, that shipmaster came down to where old Jonah was. And he said, what meanest thou, O sleeper?
AVS Media Demo.
Arise and call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. You know, as he's saying this, what he's saying to Jonah, he said, how can you sleep? How can you sleep
AVS
when all
Media
of this
Demo.
Is happening? How can you dare to sleep when we're in danger and every man on this ship is about to perish? How can the church sleep? My God, when souls are perishing all around us, how can we sleep when our
AVS Media Demo.
Are in danger of dying and going to hell, being in eternity without God? He said, arise and call upon thy God. In other words, he's saying, Jonah, you need to wake up and call upon your God.
AVS Media Demo.
If the church would wake up, if every Christian in our churches across this nation and around this world would begin to wake up and call upon God, knowing that we are living in the last days.
AVS Media Demo.
In the final hours of this old world. Oh, hallelujah. But Jesus goes on to say this. And he says that there was a man that went to his field and he sowed good seed in his field.
AVS Media Demo.
Harvest, and he sowed the seed of wheat throughout his field. But Jesus said, but while men slept, and while men laid down and slept, you know, on that, wherever this man was at, and Jesus speaking
AVS Media Demo.
And his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. You know, I began to think about this. The word tares means a darnel. It means a black and a wild wheat. Something you can't eat.
AVS Media Demo.
While men were sleeping, here come the enemy slipping in. You know, is this perhaps what's happened to our churches? When the church went to sleep and people got content and they began to doze off.
AVS Media Demo.
Bring in the false doctrines. The devil began to bring in the worldliness. The devil began to plant these things in the church because men were sleeping. But why is it that they all were sleeping? Can you think about that?
AVS Media Demo.
That good man that planted the seed in his field, why didn't he set a guard? Why didn't he have someone that was alert all the time? You know, perhaps he did, but perhaps the guard had dozed off and the enemy
AVS Media Demo.
And begins to plant the seeds. Did you know the devil will plant the seeds of distrust and hatred and jealousy and envy in our hearts if we're not careful when we're dozing off in a spiritual sleep?
AVS Media Demo.
And be on guard and say, devil, this is fertile ground for God, and we're not going to let you plant any of your evil and wicked seeds. We're going to stay awake for Jesus. We're going to stay awake.
AVS Media Demo.
And we're not going to doze off. My Lord, if we have to sleep physically and all, you know, there'd be a problem. You know, these men, when they're fighting war, you'll find that, you know, their bodies from the fatigue and of the battle
AVS Media
and all
Demo.
That they're doing, that they get tired. But they will never, ever let every man go to sleep at one time. They'll post a guard to be on the lookout for the enemy. If the church would have posted some guards,
AVS Media Demo.
It wouldn't be in the mess that it is in today. But my God, we can't go back and undo those things. But what we can do is we can be awake and alert in our own lives. And we can say, devil,
AVS Media Demo.
Go somewhere else and do it. But not in my heart, not in my life. I'm going to stay awake for Jesus. I'm going to stay alert. I'm going to be aware of what's happening around me. And oh, hallelujah.
AVS Media Demo.
Sleep there means to lie down in rest, or to fall asleep. Jesus said this in another place, or the Bible tells us. And I thought, you know, sleepers often miss seeing the glory of
AVS
God.
AVS Media
Did
Demo.
You know that sleepers can miss seeing God's glory? You know, when Jesus took and went up in the mountain to pray, and he took Peter and James and John with him, and he got up there, and when he got there, you know, he was transfigured.
AVS Media Demo.
His garment, and he became white and glistening, and all the glory of God was there. And the Bible said that, you know, that there was Moses and Elijah that appeared to him on that mountain.
AVS Media Demo.
Speaking to him up on that mountain. God's glory on that mountain. But listen what Luke said. Luke says this, and Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And you know, they were very sleepy is what it means.
AVS Media Demo.
They were weighed down and they were overcome with sleep. And they went to sleep for a brief moment upon that mountain. All three of them dozed off while all of this was taking place. And while they were asleep, they were missing the blessings of the glory
media
of God.
Demo.
You know, they were missing seeing this great thing that was happening. And these men that were talking to Jesus and the way that he was transfigured. While they were asleep, they were missing that. But the Bible says, when they were fully awake, they saw his glory. They saw his splendor. They saw his majesty. And the two men that stood with him. You see, while they were asleep, they were missing that.
AVS Media Demo.
So many in our churches can't see the glory of God. Why is it they can't sense the presence of the Holy Ghost when he comes down and feel that good presence of God? It might not be that we always see him
AVS
with
these
physical eyes as those men did. But I'll guarantee you one thing. When we are awake in the Spirit, we can see God's glory on somebody else's life. We can see the presence
AVS
of God.
Media
we can feel that presence. My God, we can lift up holy hands and praise him and shout because we are awake in the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah.
But AVS Media Demo.
They missed every bit of it. When they were asleep, they couldn't sense it because their bodies were asleep. Their minds were asleep. And they were unsensitive to the Spirit of God.
AVS Media Demo.
When we get awake, and you know, is when we can feel that. I want to feel his presence. I want to sense God's Spirit. I want to know the glory of God. I want to see the majesty of the Lord and the splendor of God in his house.
AVS Media Demo.
This old church house, it'll never happen here. We don't need some evangelists to come around. Thank God for the evangelists. I wish we could find a few good evangelists. But you know, we don't need that. What we need is to get along with Jesus.
AVS Media
we get
Demo.
Along with Jesus, and we just say, I'm not going to doze off. You know, I'm going to prop them up if I have to. You know, I'm going to hold them open if I have to. We need to fight this thing in our soul. Praise God, the same way that we fight it in our
AVS Media Demo.
I can remember going down the road, going for revivals, and coming back sometimes, and traveling distances and being sleepy. You know, you turn the radio up. You wind the window down in the middle of the wintertime.
AVS Media Demo.
Awake, to get alert, you want to make it home. Hallelujah. I want to make it home to be with Jesus. And if it takes a little discomfort to keep us awake, then let us have the discomfort that keeps us
AVS Media
in the
Demo.
Of God. Hallelujah. But then the Bible says this. Sleeping can be very, very dangerous. Acts chapter 20. The Bible talks about
AVS Media
the time
Demo.
That Paul was in church preaching. I believe he's in the city of Troas. And the Bible says upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together, verse 7 of chapter 20 of Acts. They came together.
AVS Media Demo.
Paul preached unto them and said, ready to depart on the morrow. And he continued his speech until midnight. Now, you see, some people get bored with preaching. And some people get
AVS Media Demo.
You can tell when they're bored. You know, it's the preacher, hurry up and get done, you know. I'd like to get that spirit that Paul had on him every once in a while. And I'd like for the Holy Ghost to come down and just give me one of them all-night messages.
AVS Media Demo.
And put that big old funnel I talk about, just fill it up there and just pour it on. Hallelujah. And get your attention and we all get in the Spirit. But you know, not everybody is like that. Not everybody wants the old
AVS
Holy
Media
Ghost
Demo.
Anymore. They got to get home to find out what the results was from the afternoon pinball game, or they want to catch the last bit of some TV program before they go to bed. But my God, you know, here's Paul and them. He's preaching
AVS
in
AVS Media Demo.
Midnight. And you know, with the preaching, I believe Paul was just like many of us are. There was sometimes he'd get loud. There's sometimes that maybe he would kind of speak in a small, still voice.
AVS Media Demo.
Enough noise and enough hallelujahs and enough praise you, God. Enough thank you, Jesus, to keep anybody awake. There was plenty that should have been happening to keep the people awake in that service.
AVS Media Demo.
But the Bible says, and there were many lights in the upper chamber. You know, I got to turn the lights off most of the time to doze off and go to sleep. But there were many lights there. And there where they were gathered
AVS
together.
AVS Media Demo.
It said there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus. A young man. You know, young men ought to be able to take it a lot more than us older folks do, huh? You know, you're younger than I am.
AVS Media Demo.
And these young guys ought to be able to take it a little bit more. And you know, but it said Eutychus is being fallen into a deep sleep. Sitting up there on the third loft, the third floor. I don't know
AVS Media Demo.
How that building was made. But you know, maybe it had a big open area there. And he climbed up there. You know, that wasn't using much wisdom anyhow to sit up in a window like that. And here he's sitting in that window. And he
AVS Media
to sleep,
Demo.
Falling in a deep sleep. Now, you know what happens when people go to sleep sometimes? They begin to rip off and snore a little bit. And he might, I'm serious, I've heard people do it in church.
AVS Media Demo.
And you know, here, you know, his sleeping probably thought it didn't bother anybody. I don't know, maybe somebody got by and gave him a little peek. Wouldn't wake you up and shove you off. But you know, it says, here he was in a deep sleep.
AVS Media Demo.
Paul was long preaching. He was saying about the Word of God, I don't care about God's Word. It doesn't affect me. You know, sleep will do that to us. We'll say, I don't need to hear the preacher. I don't need to listen to the teacher.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't need to hear what the evangelist has to say. I'll just kind of get my mind on something else, and I'll just doze off and go to sleep. And you know, it's dangerous to do that, especially in church. And the Bible says, you know, he sunk down with
AVS sleep. Media Demo.
Next thing you know, you see this. And here he falls out the window and falls down three floors to the ground. And it killed him.
AVS Media Demo.
It killed him. Going to sleep on God can kill you. But you know, he had one thing going for him. He was there with God's people. Now, if he'd been somewhere else and fallen out
AVS
of a tree
Media
or something,
Demo.
And nobody there that was in touch with God, he done went on to be with God. He went on to be in judgment. But the Bible said he fell down from the third floor and was taken up dead. You know, I'm glad the rest of the church...
AVS Media Demo.
Aren't you glad that sometimes when we find ourselves dozing off that somebody is awake enough to come over and help to wake us up? And the Bible said Paul went down and fell on him. Paul went over there. Now, you know, it probably wasn't pretty...
AVS Media Demo.
Somebody falls three floors, they might break some bones and crack some blood vessels, and maybe blood coming out of his ears and out of his mouth. That's what happened. Wasn't a pretty picture. But he fell on him...
AVS Media Demo.
Here's the man that was preaching all night. I'd love to be able to get that spirit on me. You know, not that I'm anything, but I'd just love to be able to get into service like that. And he said, trouble not yourselves.
AVS Media Demo.
For his life is in him. Somebody said, well, Paul, you're wrong. We just checked him out. He's not breathing. He's dead. But Paul said, oh, no. You know, I know the one that gives life. I know the
AVS
one that gives
Media
life.
Demo.
And he said, wherefore, when he therefore was come up again. And you know, it doesn't say here, but I believe Paul prayed for him. I believe Paul prayed for him and called on God, and I believe those
AVS Media Demo
that were listening to that preaching, you see, they were inspired by whatever Paul was saying, enough to stay awake. And said they brought the young man alive. They were not a little comforted. But, you know, they had a lot of comfort. But
said, AVS Media Demo
again and broken bread and eaten and talked a long while. Boy, he woke up. Boy, that woke him up real quick, didn't it? Said, even till the break of day. You know, he kind of woke up real quick. You know, we need
AVS
to
Media Demo.
Suddenly, Jesus comes and finds us sleeping. You know, I thought about this young man sleeping in the church. Sometimes, you know, it's like being asleep at the wheel of your car. You know, I can remember some times coming home.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, I feel for you guys that drive distances up and down the road. I can remember going by places and getting to points on my journey back home that, and then after getting to a certain place, I don't remember passing any of those other
AVS
places.
AVS Media Demo.
Maybe some of you done it. But, you know, my mind was asleep. And there was a danger being asleep at the wheel. You know, sometimes in the church we go asleep and fall asleep to the harvest that God has put before us. The harvest.
AVS Media Demo.
We are living in the best time to win souls that the church has ever been in. We are living in a time when people are desperate and need God and need a message. And God needs people that are alert.
AVS Media Demo.
Tells us that, you know, sleepers may miss his coming. And the Bible talks in Matthew 25 about the bridegroom and the virgins. You can look at that later. But then I want to look
AVS Media Demo
here at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. And the Bible says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you.
AVS Media Demo.
And I've had several people tell me that the Bible says, you know, there'll be a time that the seasons will change. It's pretty cold out there most of the time in the wintertime, isn't it? And you know, I said, well, I can't find that scripture. I've never found that scripture.
AVS Media Demo.
Take things out of content. He's talking about the times and the seasons of the things that are happening in the time that we're living. And Jesus said, the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you.
AVS Media Demo.
Know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And listen to this verse of Scripture. He said, for when they shall say peace and safety. What is
AVS Media Demo.
What is it that Israel's looking for? What are they looking for in Afghanistan and in Iraq? What are they calling for? Peace, safety. Give us peace. Give us safety. And that's the cry all around.
AVS Media Demo.
See, people don't want to fight in these wars and be caught up in these things. Most people, anybody with common sense, don't want those things. But he said, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman.
AVS Media Demo.
And they shall not escape. But he said, ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. But listen what he goes on to say. You are all the children of the light.
AVS Media Demo.
Therefore, let us not sleep in verse 6, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. You know, as
AVS
I begin to
Media
look at this,
Demo.
What he's saying, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, or as the rest do, like everybody else is doing. He said, but let us watch, let us keep wide awake, and be alert, because it's
AVS Media Demo.
And he says, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. You know, we need to be awake, and we need to be alert. The Bible says,
AVS Media Demo.
This scripture. And I thought this as I was looking at it. Some of you have to have those little things you crank up and wind, or you plug them into the wall and set them to get up in the morning. Anybody have those?
AVS Media Demo.
I like those things. I hate to hear alarm clock in the morning.
You know, Sister Bears, you know, I done tuned it out, and once in a while I hear it, but most of the time she hears it. And she's in tune to it, and I've done tuned it out. Because, you know, when they go off, I'd like
AVS Media Demo.
I would. I just hate to hear them go off. And, you know, that's the way most people are. But, you know, God's alarm clock has been going off for a long time. And this is what Paul said, in that knowing the time,
AVS Media Demo.
The present time is what he's saying. Do we understand what's happening and why it's happening in our world? You know what a critical hour that we're living in? And then he says that now it is high time.
AVS Media Demo.
And I like the way one writer put it. One writer said it's high time that we arouse to reality out of the slumber that we're in. You know, we need to arouse ourselves, you know. And he said, for now,
AVS Media Demo.
Than when we believed. And that simply means now is our final deliverance. The rapture is nearer than what it was when we believed, when we got saved. Some have been saved a long time, some haven't been saved.
AVS Media Demo.
But for every one of us, when the rapture takes place, you know, if it takes place tomorrow at this time, God give us 24 hours, all of us, didn't he? We're all in that same number. But he says, the night is far spent.
AVS Media Demo.
And what he means by that is this. He said, the night is almost gone. This night that the church has been in, this trouble that we've been in with all the darkness in this world.
AVS Media Demo.
Coming in, it's almost over. It's almost over. And he says that the day is at hand. The day of the coming of the Lord is almost here. You know, in just a little while, Jesus is coming.
AVS Media Demo.
I don't want to sleep through the rapture. But the truth is, many are going to be asleep when Jesus comes. And the only time they're really going to wake up is when they get the news that Jesus has come.
AVS Media Demo.
Across the TV screens and interrupts their program, their soap opera, whatever. And it begins to say something strange has happened all around this world. And there's people missing.
AVS Media Demo.
Somebody's been grave robbing because there's graves in, you know, you read about these things and read the other day about vandalism where somebody went in and they upset all of these tombstones. Probably children and young teenagers with nothing better to do.
AVS Media Demo.
Mom and dad keeping all of them out tearing up and being destructive, a lot of them. But one day it's going to not be just the tombstones knocked over. But when they look over at the graveyard, they're going to find that those old saints have done went on ahead. Those graves are
AVS going to be Media Demo.
How do you know? Because when Jesus came out, the tomb was open for all to see. And when Jesus comes again, those graves are going to burst open and those bodies are going to be resurrected and changed to a new and glorious body.
AVS Media Demo.
Up, church, every one of us. You know, probably every one of us has dozed off at some time in this physical. The other night, I got one of the best nights of sleep I've had in a long time. Just tell you, think you got problems.
AVS Media Demo.
And get things on your mind. Can't sleep at all at night. But, you know, I got a real good night's sleep. Yesterday, I believe it was, I came home and sat down in the old chair. Sister Bear got me a new chair there a month or two before.
AVS Media Demo.
And I went dead to sleep. I probably was ripping off and snoring and you know, just for a few minutes. But you know, I don't want to sleep when Jesus comes. I don't want to be sleeping in my heart, in my soul, in my mind.
AVS Media Demo.
Sister, would you come? Don't you want to be awake when Jesus comes? You know, and we the alarm's already sounding. And somebody asks you tomorrow and says something about these things that are happening in the world.
AVS Media Demo.
Back up again. And you know, look at what's happening. Would you stand just with the peanut butter? All these people getting sick from peanut butter.
AVS Media Demo.
You know, a while back it was tomatoes. And you know, we're seeing these things all around, these pestilences, these things that are happening in our time. And you know, we say, oh, it's because somebody down there didn't wash their hands.
AVS Media Demo.
Down in one of those fields allowed the tomatoes to come in contact with some animal manure or something and cause these diseases to be spread. Maybe that's what happened. But the thing is, it's happening.
AVS Media Demo.
And it's happening in our time. It's happening to you and me. I told someone, you know, that I'm feeling better now, but, you know, my stomach was hurting so bad, like as if somebody taking a knife and they're cutting it.
AVS Media Demo.
Could be some of the peanut butter I had. Could have been something I ate when we went out to eat the other night. Because somebody maybe didn't wash their hands. But you know,
AVS Media Demo
is coming. And we need to wake up. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, lift up your eyes and look upon the harvest.
AVS Media Demo.
Think of all the souls that sometimes when we're asleep spiritually that we're letting slip right by us and slip through our hands. Think of the opportunities.
AVS Media Demo.
That sometimes when we're asleep spiritually or even physically, that we could spend in time praying, calling the names of those ones that we love out to God in prayer.
AVS Media Demo.
Those days are gone forever. But you know, we still got an opportunity right today. If God allows us to get out of bed in the morning, we've got another opportunity tomorrow.
AVS Media Demo.
Do all that we can. Samson didn't realize he lost his victory when he's laying down asleep. And Delilah doing all of those things.
AVS Media Demo.
Finally, she made him go to sleep after he said, you know, my strength lies in my hair. Now, the Bible doesn't teach us that men ought to have long hair. Samson was a Nazarite. He was under those Old Testament vows.
AVS Media Demo.
But when he laid down and she caused him, the Bible says, to go to sleep. I don't know what she done to him. You know, Samson was backslidden. Perhaps he was there and having a party with her.
AVS Media Demo.
Fornication anyhow by being with her. And she might have slipped something in his drink and caused him to go to sleep, but while he's asleep, she went over and she got a man to come in and cut off those
AVS Media Demo
that were under the vow of a Nazarite for him to have. And she woke him up the third time. Three times he went to sleep. And she woke him up the third time and she said,
AVS Media Demo.
The Philistines be upon you. And he got up. He shook himself a little bit. And the Bible said he wished not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from
him. AVS Media Demo.
He'd been asleep when it happened. And he went out to try to defeat those Philistines and he found that all of his power and strength was gone. They took
AVS Media Demo.
And they bound him. They took hot pokers like they would do and they would put them to his eyes and they'd burn and sear his eyes out. Then they put him down into a prison house.
AVS Media Demo.
In a mill of that house and they would hook him to the thing that the mules would pull. And Samson would pull that big old grinding wheel to grind the grain. They would mock him and laugh.
AVS Media Demo.
You see, it happened because he fell asleep. It happened because he wouldn't pay attention to what was taking place in his life. And when he woke up...
AVS Media Demo.
Church, we need to pray for our families and do all that we can to reach them so that one day, I believe we can get in touch with God enough that God can make a difference in our families.
AVS Media Demo.
And all that they could wake up to the need in their life so that one day they not lift up their eyes like the rich man did in hell, But oh, that they can lift up their eyes in heaven knowing that somebody,
AVS Media Demo,
somebody was willing to sacrifice. Somebody was willing to call out their name, shake off that sleep, and say, I know it's high time that I awake out of my sleep.
AVS Media Demo.
Would you come and just gather around this altar tonight? Whatever your need is, bring it to the Lord. But most of all, let's bring our families, our loved ones, and those souls. Bring them to the altar tonight and lay them upon
AVS
this altar
Media
tonight.
Demo.